Wright's artworks, no surprise, have generated a lot of interest. He has been commissioned several times to produce his Pyro-Lichtenberg art pieces, costing at least 450 Ghana cedis, that's $80 or even more.
Sometimes it's not really about even the piece that I sold, but the fact that an art piece that I produce is able to make somebody smile, or is able to put, you know, a lot of love in the eyes of someone. Some people see my art piece and they feel like, wow, they see the power of God around, because it's overwhelming and it looks like this is God.
That feeling, that is what excites Bright as he builds a career as a Pyro-Lichtenberg artist. There are not so many such artists in Ghana at the moment, and the prospects are bright, but there are hurdles.
Trying to network yourself as an artist is not an easy thing. To get people to purchase the stuff that you are buying, marketing and then all the other stuff are a big challenge. Being in school and then working as an artist. Currently I'm in school and then I need to come down here and then work, go back to school and go and study as well.
After school, Bright wants to build his own studio and has even bigger plans.
The bigger vision is to have an art academy in Ghana that is built by myself with the help of whoever is willing to help me, because I've realized that people don't pay much attention to artists in Ghana. So with the art academy, people will be trooping in from all other sides of the country, and then when they come in and they study here, you know that it is going to generate a lot of revenue to the country as well, not just myself.
Impressive innovation there and in the Joy Business van, but just to let you know that the van was brought to you by EcoBank Express Point Agency Bank and LPM, and the EcoBank Express Point provides a unique type of agency banking that allows you to access basic banking services at selected shops across the country and also enjoy EcoBank services after banking hours, including weekends and holidays. Locate an EcoBank Express Point nearest to you at selected Shell shops, pharmacies, grocery shops, and city vendor points, and mobile money merchant shops, and enjoy the following services. Open an instant Echo Express account. Deposit and withdraw cash from your Express account, current account, and savings account. Redeem e-tokens. Receive international remittances from Rapid Transfer, Western Union, Raya, Vigo, and Unity Link from selected Express points. Echo Bank, the Pan-African Bank. My name is Charles Ayote. Go enjoy the rest of our program.
May I please have your attention for the following announcements. Nana Ama Dufie Addo, children and the family of late Commander James Collins Kwabena Addo, announces the 1-year anniversary of the passing of their dear husband, father, brother and uncle. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and related restrictions, there will be no public ceremony to commemorate Commander's 1-year celebration. The family would like to use this opportunity to express their deepest appreciation to their family, friends, and all loved ones for their love and support. Tonton Commander, we miss you tremendously. That's all for the announcements.
A very good afternoon to you, our cherished listeners. It's always exciting to come your way every Wednesday with your favorite business development program on Radio Masterclass. Masterclass comes your way every Wednesday at 1:15 p.m. and runs all the way through to 2 p.m. here on your superstation Joy 99.7. Masterclass is powered by Joy Business and brought to us by Goyle. Goyle, they say good energy. Goyle, Yenara, Yedia. My name, as always, is Yabanafu, and I will be your host for today's edition of Masterclass. So if you've been listening to Masterclass in the last couple of weeks, you'll know that we've been talking about the all-important topic of emotional intelligence and business, emotional intelligence in the workspace, emotional intelligence and entrepreneurship. What exactly is emotional intelligence? We spent the first week talking about defining it, and we said that behaviors were the expression of one's emotions. We've been spending time in the studio with Mr. James Addison, who has been sharing some wonderful thoughts with us, James Quincy Addison. And we've been talking about last week we spent some time talking about building the right teams and creating the right environment. Building the right teams and creating the right environment. Today, we'll be looking at two keywords and one phrase, or should I say three keywords. We'll be looking at adaptability, optimism, and self-actualization under emotional resilience, and a few other topics as well as we go along on the discussion of emotional intelligence. We find that this is one discussion that extends, you know, we could go on and on and on and on. What has your experience been where emotional intelligence is concerned, even if it's in the home, even if it's in your everyday endeavor? How does it affect you and affect your business? Has it cost you money? Has it made you money? We'll be willing to hear those thoughts. So for all those who will call on the show today and next week, when you call, just stay on the line just a little bit longer. My producer will take your contact details, and then would like to, you know, we'll be happy to have you in studio to meet with Mr. James Quincy Addison and myself to share some thoughts to our listening public on emotional intelligence. It's a very important topic. We don't only want to hear from the professionals, we also want to hear from you, from those who are listening, from those who own businesses, from those who are entrepreneurs, for those who have had experiences one way or the other with emotional intelligence. So in just last week, I shared some thoughts about emotional intelligence, and I spoke about smiling, and I shared some experience from a woman that we all know and refer to as Mother Teresa. And here's what she said. She said that, "Let us always meet each other with a smile, for the smile is the beginning of love. Let us always meet each other with a smile, for the smile is the beginning of love." Today, we'll be going straight into an extensive discussion on emotional intelligence, and then we'll spend some time talking also about emotional resilience. Time check in the studio is 19 minutes past the hour of one, and we're privileged to have back with us here in the studio Mr. Addison. Mr. Addison, you're welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Very good afternoon to your cherished listeners.
Okay. Well, let me ask you one quick question. Since we're talking about the subject, surely you've been thinking about it, you've been brooding over it, and so you are more, should I say, alert about that topic ever now than before. It's like when you're buying a new car, and it's a Honda, you find that every Honda you see on the road, or should I say, you see a lot more Hondas on the road than other cars, because it's a car you're going to buy. So you're like, oh, that's the car I'm going to buy. What was the one experience you had this week where emotional intelligence was visibly and clearly displayed? Was that good or bad?
Wow.
Maybe you went to the filling station, maybe you went to the shop to buy, so you don't have to mention their name. Good. But just one example.
Good. There are a couple of the examples that I encountered this week that emotional intelligence was visibly displayed. I think to that one was a very positive one. Yet it was a very positive one.
Yeah. Okay, what happened?
I happened to be one of the speakers at this year's rebranding conference for credit union.
Okay.
And most of the participants, after just giving them the definition and the basic meaning to emotional intelligence, the place went very quiet. Very quiet. And I just made a remark that emotional intelligence class, you need to be emotionally charged. Everybody was just happy because it moves you in such a way that you're ready to sit down, sit up, and really observe what is really going on. And then there was one incident that I said, very soon I'm going to stimulate them, so they shouldn't only pay attention to me. They should pay attention to themselves and their colleagues around them, because very soon when I stimulate you, you may not be aware of what you're doing, but your colleagues should be able to observe. So everybody then became like alert, looking at what is really happening to himself and other people around. So emotions are with us all the time.
Everywhere we go. It's like culture.
Yes, it's like
the air we breathe, isn't it?
That is.
Right. Okay, so just before you go into your topic, we'll be spending a bit more time beyond today's discussion. So originally, we're going to talk about adaptability and optimism and self-actualization. But let's dwell a bit more today on communication.
Good.
And under communication, let's talk about listening.
Good.
Because, you see, we're talking about emotional intelligence in the context of business, in the context of creating the right teams, building the right environment, in the context of the business setting.
Good.
And clearly, apart from hiring people, firing people, promoting people, you know, all dealing with all those issues, one of the key things is also how to communicate with people. And that's a key thing. So I'm excited about that. If we can dwell a bit more on that today. And in the communication, active listening. I read about listening. And I hear that there's something called active listening and passive listening. When someone is talking to you, you know, it's like when you walk into your boss's office and they say, boss, can I talk to you? You say, yes. You know, I'm listening.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Good.
Meanwhile, you're typing.
Good.
You say, mm-hmm. And the person is quiet because as far as they're concerned, you listening to them means look at me. Look at me.
Good.
My mother always used to say, when I talk to you and I can't see you, I can't hear what you are saying.
Means you are not there.
You are not listening. Yes, so talk to us about listening today under EI in the sphere of doing business.
Thank you very much. Briefly, I would like to give some short shout out to my wife.
Right.
She's celebrating her birthday tomorrow.
Okay.
Mrs. Marianne Addison. And then the head of Credit Risk, ADV, Ahmed, they are all listening to us live. Yusif is listening to us from UK. Yusif is the CEO group, CEO of Holyman's Group of companies in London.
Okay.
They are all listening to us. And then I'm also happy that Mr. Samuel Boafo, HR for Carbank, cannot miss this program for anything. So these are some of the people that if God willing, we have the opportunity. We also be.
You have a lot of people who are listening to you.
Seriously.
Because this topic is important.
That is it. Emotional intelligence is the way to go. The people that have mentioned their name, they have everything. They have everything when it comes to qualification and their expertise. The few that I've just mentioned. But especially Ahmed has been at one of my trainings before. What is that gentleman looking for to be at the training of this? So quickly, what then is listening?
Right.
Very, very important. One of the key building blocks for effective leadership, as well as a very good, successful entrepreneur, is your ability to listen. Now, I decided to look at listening under communication, because we are tempted to communicate that everybody take communication to basically mean speaking. It's your turn to speak. But then there's one particular block that we've left out when it comes to communication. And that is what I want to look at. And that is the listening. Now, effective communication is very essential for a successful business. Now, entrepreneurs will have to communicate. There's a need for them to speak because they need to speak their visions, their beliefs, their values, expectations, aspirations. They also have to communicate for them to get funding, attract investors, partners, customers, staff. And I wish to look at this vital area of a simple communication. Now, God has a reason of giving us 1 mouth and 2 ears. That simply means that he wants us to listen at least twice as much as we want to speak. That tells us that listening as part of communication is very, very essential. Now, it is also worthy to note that entrepreneurs need to listen even to what investors are saying, what team members are saying, what employees are saying, listening to their mentors, and even listening to their competitors. Any successful business, any successful entrepreneur that fails to study and listen to his or her competitors is not going anywhere. And listening is very, very important because it gives us ability to really understand what other people are saying. Now, there are a lot of things, as you said, that you go to your boss's office and then he said, okay, I'm listening to you, and the boss is answering to email. is what's happening. So I want us to look at a few things that really distract us. The essence is that when we become aware of this, then we'll do that conscious effort to make sure that we don't normally do them. Pressure shadows. People are very busy, task, multitask, and they think that at any point in time, they need to be found doing something. Now, fatigue may also come in, preparing for a response. Most of the time, one of the challenges that fight against our ability to listen is that we are just getting ready with a response. We are preparing for a rebuttal rather than listening. And we normally do that because we have a lot of perceptions already. We know what you are telling us already, what is new about this. But when you fail to listen, you fail to learn. And when you fail to learn, you fail to grow and expand as a business entrepreneur. So we need to be able to have all these things checked very well in order to ensure that we are really communicating. Now, it is not every listening that produces that kind of resource that we want to see as entrepreneurs. So I want to look at what I have named empathetic listening. Empathetic listening. And how do you define that somebody is listening? And it's also good to note that there is a clear difference between getting ready to speak or respond than listening. These are two major differences. Getting ready to speak is not equal to listening. Now, when you are getting ready to speak, it means perceptions have gone in, decision is already taken. You don't want to be that assertive, but rather bullying. So you are not ready for anything different from the one that you really believe is the right thing. So what then are some of the building blocks to ensure that we're really listening to get the benefit out of listening? Now, the first thing that you have to do, as you've said and hinted, is that we should suspend all agenda for that moment. That there's nothing about you now. A business owner, the leader, the team manager, when somebody is speaking and you are not just getting ready to respond, but you are listening, then you must suspend everything. We are talking about putting a suspend on responding to emails if it's possible. Putting the phone away and off. Elsewhere, even in warehouse, I've lived in UK before, even in warehouse, you can't be in warehouse with your phone. It has to be in your locker somewhere. And one of my cousins will tell you, nobody will die within that time. So if you are really want to pay attention to somebody at that split second, having the phone somewhere is an indication that you are really listening to the person. People looked at you, right, in order to determine whether you are really interested in what they are telling you or not. It doesn't only show disrespect when you are engaged and you still claim to be listening, but you also lose sight of setting clue. And today we'll move into other areas of listening that get to do with our physical presence, our body language, the facial expressions. You need to listen in with yourself, the total being present. Because when you're listening to somebody that says something that is fearful and you start laughing, then it means something is wrong. Because the body language must correspond to whatever you've heard. It's very, very important. One other thing that you need to do to ensure that you are really listening, to get the results from listening, is that you pay proper attention to the body language. What is your body language speaking to the person? The body language may just be telling the person, I don't care. You just finish speaking, let me tell you my mind. Because if you are to even give minimal encouragements, it is not coming. There's the need for people to see, wow, sure, wow, All these things tells you that the person is with you.
The reflections.
The reflections are there. Tells you that the person is listening to you. We must ensure appropriate eye contact. Shouldn't be too low, shouldn't be too up, but that middle stage should be the way forward. If I'm speaking, when I started with you first, you know, I know there's a portion for me to lecture before I engage you, but when I started lecturing and you were looking at me, you were also concentrating on getting some questions and those things. I was getting a bit closer, as my gentleman with me. So you could see that I was paying more attention on you, but later I got to know that it's the portion for me to really engage our people outside. So body languages are very, very important when it comes to our ability to listen. Now, there should be a reasonable interpersonal space. Very, very important. When somebody is speaking to you and you are in 100 meters away, if it's not on phone, what are you hearing? Right? So very close to may not be that appropriate. So there's the need for us to maintain. If not, they would have put you very close to me here. But they have a way that we can really communicate and engage. So a reasonable space will really ensure that this person is an empathetic listener. It is only empathetic listener that give results. The rest may not earn you anything, but you may lose a lot from that. Appropriate voice, tone. Most of the time, if you are in your boss's office and you're speaking to your boss, and your boss seems to be listening, and there are times that they need to interject and find out certain things, whether they are really on the same level with you. Imagine you speaking undertone and your voice, your boss start to speak very loudly. You will be scared. You will not even be, if you are not that strong, you may end up ending your story or whatever. So if you are also speaking to your voice, then appropriate voice, volume is very, very important. We need to do that. Anybody that responds to you after listening to you with an appropriate voice, because when you go to somebody with an empathetic issue, an issue that is so pathetic, and the person starts to speak to you in response, getting to know more, and the person starts shouting, sounding intimidating, it means the person did not listen. Because if the person has listened to you very well and not just getting ready to rebut, the person would have known that the situation of this person demand that I speak at a very low voice and showing that kind of empathy and connections. Very, very important. Now, I also want leaders or business owners to be using more of one of the two types of questions that we have, the open and close. Now, the close one is good. We're not saying that is that deals with yes or no, that sort of. But I prefer the opening when it comes to empathetic listening, because we have what we call asking an opening question, give that person that excavator in order to pull more for you to really understand. So why did you decide not to come to work yesterday? You did not come to work yesterday, true or false? It's true. Sometimes it works. It's good. But when we're talking about...
It's even worse when the person say, boss, please let me know.
No, explain.
Did you come to work or
I
not?
I don't have time for those things. You're getting my point. Now, you'll be empathetic listener when you open up, because the person may have other reasons. As I've told you, there's a feeling behind every behavior. So something might have necessitated that. There is a case in point when the manager, the company owner had wanted a resource. Now, this person failed to tender in the needed information. And he said, why were you not able to at first, why did not come? But then what happens is that the subordinate went ahead. He said, I don't like people that fail to give up, that fail to deliver. If you have told me you cannot deliver, I would have found a way to do. Now, how do I get to management meeting without this?
That was the opening statement.
That was the opening statement. You get my point. And then when the subordinate went ahead and said, my child, I'm very sorry, sir. I know what you are feeling now. I know what you are going through. But my child was taken sick in the middle of the night when I was about to conclude. And when we get to the hospital, I was only given the opportunity to leave the hall at 7 o'clock and I have to rise to. And the man said, why did you tell me earlier on? You getting my point? So if the man has been empathetic enough in his listening and communicating, he would have found out why you failed. I know you. I've worked with you for so many years. Why failure this time around? This is the open-ended question we are talking about. This is giving that person the opportunity to now come out and explain. That is where you can really learn. Now, this leader is going to learn that when people fail, we must even go beyond and find out why they have failed. Because they take their salary from that. So if it is intentional, by being open question, giving them open question, it will by means come out. Because the person is likely not to give you any tangible reason. In empathetic listening, you also need to be a facilitator and not the director. Somebody is speaking to you. You need to facilitate. Does it mean this is what really happened? You don't need to direct. That's the only way you can learn. Now, most of the time when we talk about communication, the leaders, the owners, the entrepreneurs want to speak and speak and speak and speak. But I was with one ICGC church this Sunday, Gaudumase ICGC, and I told them that it is only when you listen that you learn. Today I'm here. If there's no opportunity for you to contribute, for me to get some feedback, I am coming to tell you what I know. So what have I learned? I've learned nothing. So you only learn when you listen. And when you fail to listen, you fail to grow, because you fail to what? To add to knowledge and other things. Now, we must also have the ability to listen with minimal interruptions, right? You are listening to, it's all about that person at that time. So keep your interaction to the barest minimum. Now you allow the person to really put across what he or she wants to tell you. It's very, very important. You suspend judgment. Suspend judgment. Rather be curious. Now when you put on hold judgment, then when you become curious, that is where you have the ability. Imagine, I was in a board meeting one of the time, and one the board chairman, right, Dr. Mensah Otebi said, there's nothing nonsense at this point. Mm-hmm. Right? It may not be that good now, but let's hear it. Let's put it somewhere for another time. Right? Now, when you are a leader and you don't become curious, you may even throw away very innovative ideas, because in the surface, it may sound nonsense at that time. But curiosity tells you, why do you think this will work? In this area of this, why do you want to propose that? That is the curiosity. That is what brings about the ability for people to now demonstrate and prove to you that this is what we believe we want to put across. Now, I have what I call pause and reflect, right? And most of the time, we put it under reflective engagement. Now, when you go to the court, the judge have all the case. You have read through them. But when you stand in the court, whatever, is it a box?
In the box, yes.
When you stand in the box, he still asks you, Mr. James Addison, tell me what really happened on that day. Why is the judge asking you this question?
That's a really interesting question they ask.
Good.
For the record, tell us your name.
That is it. they know now. Are you getting my point? The judge is preparing himself to listen, because he's been given a written information.
Mm.
Now, this is the person before you now. Let's hear what this person have to say. There could be some additions. There could be some inference. Even when the person is speaking, then the judge will be able to read some empathy into that. Mm-hmm. And yesterday a question came up. He said, Mr. Addison, do emotional intelligence has any role to play in arbitration? I said, yes. That is why we have equity in arbitration. That you live with a woman 5 years under the same roof, you get money now, you went for another slave queen.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there's no paper to support that woman, mm-hmm. that is a married woman, you think the court will just ask you to go with everything that you have? No. Empathy will be applied.
Hold that thought for me. We want to get interactive and get our listeners. I think it's getting very exciting here. Time check in the studio, 41 minutes past the hour. When Mr. Addison is going to be with us for a little while longer, even beyond today. And like I said, when you pick up the phone and you give us a call today, stay on the phone just a little bit longer after we speak on air. My producer will take your details and you get to be in studio with us next month when we continue this discussion on emotional intelligence. We're going to be opening the phone lines shortly. And when we do, we want you to pick up that phone and give us a call. call and then be a part of today's discussion. We'll be opening the phone lines right after this.
The masterclass is in session, and you can interact with us via Facebook at Joy Business or at Joy 99.7 FM. And if you tweet, the handle is at Joy 997 FM. Don't forget to hashtag masterclass. You can also send us a text on 1422 across all networks or join the WhatsApp conversation on 0244-340437, and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention, everyone. Class is in progress.
Right, if you just tuned in, this is Masterclass on your superstation Joy 99.7. I have some good news for you if you own a motor vehicle of any kind. Gull's new super synthetic 5W20 and 5W30 lubes are the best engine oils for your vehicle. They are specially engineered engine oils which efficiently work on all your modern petrol and diesel engines. They clean, they protect, they reduce fuel consumption, and they prolong oil change intervals, as well as enhance your vehicle engine performance right from when you start up to when you switch off. So go to any Gull filling station today and grab the new Gull Super Synthetic 5W20 and 5W30 engine oils for superior vehicle performance. Goyle, they say good energy. Goyle, Yenara, Yedia. We're going straight to the phone lines. Numbers to call 0302216541. That's 0302216541. Pick up that phone, give us a call. Otherwise, you can also send us a comment on 0244-340-437. That's 0244-340-437. If you are driving, please do not send us a text. Make sure you park safely, and then you can send us a text, because we want you to arrive alive as we're doing the campaign here on Joy FM. Numbers to call again at 0302-216541. Emotional intelligence in the workplace. Today we're talking about listening and communication. Are you an employee? Are you an employer? What is your experience? Pick up that phone. Give us a call. I've got something on social media. This one is from Franklin, from Tema Committee 1. He says, I'm enjoying the program. Please, I want to find out if Mr. Addison does organize trainings for the general public. Ms. Addison, do you organize trainings for the general public?
Yes, I do organize trainings for the general public. Okay. There's one coming on this Saturday, and there's one ticket.
This Saturday, so what numbers should they call? I know you put your number out before, but what numbers do they call?
0268330951.
Please repeat it for me slowly.
0268330951.
Okay, so frankly, that's your number right there. There's a training coming up this Saturday. Mr. Addison is putting it together for emotional intelligence. If you want to be a part of that, by all means, give him a call on that number. But otherwise, we want to also hear your thoughts here on the show today. And if you pick up a call and give us a phone and give us a call, you may also get to be part of our in-studio audience in the month of March. And you will speak to the whole world through Joy FM and take some pictures and you can put it on your Instagram page. Numbers to call 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. Otherwise, you can give us a call on 0244-340-437. Ms. Addison, I have a question for you. I'll wait for our phone lines to start ringing. There's an advert on one of the radio stations. I think it's Joy. Mm. So it starts like this. It says, boss. It says, yes. Hello, who is this? It says, boss, it's me. He said, what is it? I'm at where they sell the coat. He said, which size do you want? He said, which coat? He said, you said you wanted a coat. It's a quotation, not coat. Listening. As an employee, why is it important to listen?
Good.
Just harp on it a bit for me so that people don't think that it's only the boss who should listen. It's only the owner who should listen. He's always angry. He's always upset. As an employee, what's your role? Why should you listen?
Good. I think it's a very...
Apart from the fact that you end up at the coat shop instead of the quotation. I've got Winfred on the line. Let's talk to Winfred, then you answer my question.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Winfred. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Good afternoon.
Talk to me, Winfred.
Yeah, I want to thank Mr. James Addison very much for the empathetic listening.
Okay.
In fact, it's a very great point all MDs and every institution have to take note about.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody is coming to your office or your institution, which you don't know the kind of information he or she is bringing on board. Mm-hmm. I visited one company and I was talking to the MD. At the end of, he decided not to listen to me, but when he gave me empathetic listening,
mm-hmm.
I begin to liberate more information, which goes a long way to even change some effect in mm-hmm. the end over there. At the end of the day, he told me that it is very important for me being in the office,
mm-hmm.
and he engaged me in part of their sections, which have helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier on, he told me that the first day I saw you, I wanted not to engage you, but I said, let me give you a little time for you to talk more about it. So I believe it's very important for most institutions, or it's very important for individuals to give empathetic institution, each and every one, to help them.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Wilfred. Do stay on the line. Like I said, my producer may get you in studio with us. I have David Osei from Bemakam. Let's talk to David. Good afternoon, David. You're welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, my brother. Many thanks for all that you're sharing with us.
You're welcome, David. Talk to us.
Yeah. Yes, I've been listening to Mr. Addison. The topic is very important and interesting.
Thank you.
I think you have learned a lot. The fact that I'm a school guidance and counseling coordinator who has to deal with listening to students and equally helping them out of their trouble, I think this is very important for us to share with many other people so that communication could bring out really what we intend to have. I think Mr. Addison needs to share his experience, what he knows with many of our secondary school guidance and counseling coordinators.
Right.
So that we don't even look mean on the students who come before us or prejudge or try to speak rather for the child. So the child already had come with a problem. He's even perhaps afraid of speaking to you. But the way you will receive that child or that student will either encourage or discourage him or her from speaking. I think I've loved the whole topic, and I wish Ms. Addison could spare part of his time with our secondary schools. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. David, stay on the line when I take you off air. My producer will take your details. We want you to join us in studio in March when we talk about user experience where it comes to emotional intelligence. So do stay on the line for me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was David Osei from Bemakam. I've got, I think this one is Ken, right? Okay, Ken from Legon. Okay, I've got Belinda from Tema. Let me talk to Belinda and then I'll come to Ken on social media. Good afternoon, Belinda. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Good afternoon, sir.
Belinda, if you can just speak up for me a bit. You're my first female caller for today, and I have something for you. So please speak up.
Thank you very much. That's nice.
Good. Talk to me.
I'm really enjoying Mr. Addison's program.
Right.
I mean, thank you very much, Joy. My issue is, how do you relate to, you know, in family, that kind of emotional education?
Right.
When it comes to family.
When it comes to family.
Yeah.
Okay. Belinda, on Saturday, 29th of February, there's a training that Ms. Addison is putting together. If you have the opportunity, would you attend?
I'm sure I would like
to. You would?
Yes.
Okay, so you have just won yourself a ticket to that training. You can shout if you want to. We will drop it at the front desk of Joy FM. And you can attend the training for free, and then you learn a bit more with Ms. Addison. But keep listening, we'll answer your question.
Thank you.
All right, then. That was Belinda from Tema. She wins a ticket today, so she will come to pick her ticket up at the front desk of Joy FM. But she wants to know, very quickly, how do you deal with emotional intelligence and family? That's a big question. But just try and do it in 10 seconds for me.
It's a very big question. I'm happy that she's won the ticket.
Yeah.
Saturday, I'm doing what I called emotional intelligence first aid.
Right.
We live with emotions throughout all our lives. And the family needs to be emotionally aware. Each and every member of the family needs to have the ability to be self-aware and self-regulate. That is the very first building block to manage family relations.
That's fine. I think that's a general statement. I've got Bernard from Adenta. Let's talk to Bernard. Good afternoon, Bernard. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Good afternoon, my brother.
How talk to you? Me, Bernard.
Yes, just like caller Elias said, his delivery has been very helpful. I suggest that he perhaps also links up with authorities of our tertiary institutions. You know, this is the bridge from which most of us enter into the corporate world. And so we come out with such an orientation platforms are given to him especially for the final year students who go through these sessions, it will also build up people's appreciation of how to deal with issues of emotions and how to deal with organizational politics and organizational whatever. I feel he should push it. a bit further into our special institution.
Right. Right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I got Na from Kwale, but let's talk to Na. Good afternoon, Na. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Good afternoon, dear.
Talk to me, Na.
I don't have any questions for Ms. Addison. I just want to attend the program.
Ms. Addison, okay, do we have another ticket? Okay, now you keep listening. If we get another one before the end of the show, we'll announce it, okay? But this is Na from Kolebu, so stay on the line when I take you off and speak to my producer. You get to join us in studio also next month.
Thank you.
Right, thank you for calling. That was Na from Kolebu. So, you were answering the question of why it's important to listen as an employee.
Good. I will do a quick brief on that. It's a very important question. You know, this person thought he has listened, or the manager thought he's spoken to this person. Mm-hmm. The person goes back and they said, entirely different.
In a suit shop.
Now, this is what we call paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. This goes to, you know, the listener I'm talking about, it's just that we are talking about successful entrepreneurs, but then the staff, mm-hmm. should also replicate the same thing, right? So it's a two-way affair. Mm-hmm. Staff should listen to the bosses to listen to the staff with this kind of building blocks. Now, this is area that I called paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. Lawyers do it much, as I told you. Do you want to say that the man did so and so? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he has spoken to this lawyer all this length. So anybody that listens to you and cannot paraphrase and give it back to you to assess whether you're on the same level has not either listening or not spoken to you. And that is what happened to the guy that ended up at the suit shop. This guy should have then paraphrased, right, and give it to the boss. Boss, do you want me to get you a coat or go and get you a coat, a suit? You get
it. He was so confident. He said, I'm at the coat shop. Which size do you like?
Yeah, so because he heard the man, but he did not paraphrase.
Yeah.
Are you getting? So we need to encourage paraphrasing. You're getting my point. Mm-hmm. Very, very important. I tell you something, you need to, at that moment, mm-hmm. paraphrase and give it back to me for you to be sure.
To emphasize understanding.
That is why the lawyers do, because you are in the box. The lawyer is going to jail you from what you are going to say. Mm. So then most of the time, paraphrase, making sure that they've heard you right.
Right. What do you say to the boss who has a small-scale business? My name is Kofi Mensah. I work in Abosokai. Mm. I've been able to raise some money. My brother helped me with my first seed money, 30,000. I bought spare parts. I sold. I've gone back to the U.S. I bought more. Now my turnaround is about 100,000 a month. Mm. I've got 3 people working for me. But I'm under so much pressure in the family. We are one of the only 2 people who are doing well in the family. I don't really want to know your story because I have enough stories for a whole lifetime. Do your job and let me do mine. What do you say to a boss like that where listening is concerned?
Good. That boss is losing a lot of innovation.
He's lost his life. He's almost lost his life before. See, he that is down needs fear no fall. At this point, he can't lose anymore. So he doesn't really care. Do your job and let me do mine.
Good.
Don't bring your problems to me.
Good.
Come and do the job. I pay you. You go home. What do you say to a boss like that?
Now, a boss like that should reconsider his or her stand. Because businesses need to grow. Businesses need to expand. Idea that is working today may not necessarily be working 5 or 6 years to come. Mm-hmm. This is what leaders have done, and they found their businesses going down.
So change your mind at some point.
Change your mind at some point.
Okay.
That is what I call subdue to superior argument and revelations.
Subdue to superior argument. I've got Ken from Lagos. Ken says, I'm tempted to say that some tricksters and con artists are emotionally more intelligent than us. But then he goes on to say, he can't think. He says, when dealing with a boss who is very forgetful, says one thing and the next moment cannot recollect, and then he asks you, but seems to find fault with everything you do and forgets the instructions he has been giving you, how do you handle that kind of situation?
So you always go back before you start whatever new with that boss.
And say, if I understand you, boss, is this what you said?
Last week, you told me to do this, blah, 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 blah. Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
If that is not what he meant, quickly he will correct you there.
But
so the paraphrasing is very, very important. Make sure you repeat for him to understand that you've really understood him. That is one. Now, before you begin any conversation with that boss, make sure that you revisit, if only it has something to do with what you are going to do at that particular moment, revisit the genesis of it and get yourself straightened out.
Okay.
Very, very important.
This one is Clemens from Tema. Clemens says, interesting topic. I want to know if there is a book for me to buy.
Yes.
Is there a book that you recommend?
Yes. Mr. Addison's own book is coming.
Okay.
The first book I'll recommend, the very basis, is Daniel Goleman's book.
Okay.
emotional intelligence, why it matters more than the IQ.
Right.
Okay. You should also enroll with us and learn more.
Okay, so there you go, Clem. That's your answer. Very last question for you so that we can also sort of round up for today. I've often heard people say perception can become reality for the one who perceives.
Mm.
Perception can become reality for the one who perceives.
Mm.
So, since communication is a two-way thing,
mm.
you're talking to me. I listen best when I'm not looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I focus all my energy and I'm listening, but I'm not looking at you. You mm. think I'm not listening,
mm.
but I'm listening.
Mm.
Your perception is that I'm not listening. So your reality is that I'm not listening.
Mm.
What happens in a situation like that? Because truthfully, it's like when we pray at church,
mm.
when you close your eyes, you feel that you concentrate a bit more, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when you're talking to me, why can't I close my eyes and listen a bit more? And then without you feeling that I'm not listening.
Good. Now, this is a leader.
Mm.
So the subordinate might have been aware of this. We call it emotional self-expression of the body language.
Mm-hmm.
People have a way to express a kind of feeling with their body language. So if you get to know that your boss closes the eye and he listens very well, you shouldn't have a problem. You know the man is really listening to you.
Yeah.
You said something about perception,
mm-hmm.
right? The perception, you said...
Perception can become reality
good.
For the one
that.
Who perceives.
Good. This is
so if I think you are not nice,
mm-hmm.
as far as I'm going to say, you are not nice.
Yeah, and that is where most of the time we go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yours will be very good when you add reality check.
Mm.
And what? Not blinded optimism.
Okay.
You think that the person is bad, so no matter what is happening, he's bad. But have you done your own search and know whether the person is really bad?
I don't want to.
You have to.
I don't
care. Because you the perceptions may lead you wrongly if you persist without proper reality checks.
Interesting. What is our takeout?
Yeah, takeout.
We haven't had enough time, but we're definitely back here again next week. What's our takeout from today?
Yeah,
what should people remember?
People should remember that listening is everything. You must have the ability to listen so that you can learn, expand your businesses. Next week, we're going to move into another communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to get glued to their set.
Mm-hmm.
Assertiveness and bullying. And I want them to remember that aggressiveness is no more proper for any leader.
I've got some 20 seconds. Try this one for me.
Okay.
What do you say to somebody who walks into your office and starts talking and says, I don't want solutions, just listen to me?
Good. I will listen to you. Because so far as you are speaking, you get to a time that I need to respond. But I may not need to cut you in now. I need to give you enough time to listen to you very, very well.
Thank you so much, Mr. Addison. This has
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Exciting. Next week, we are back on your radio. This has been Masterclass on your superstation. Those of my listeners who called, you may get the opportunity to be part of our in-studio audience in the month of March. Up next is the news at 2. Do make a date with us same time next week for another edition of Masterclass. My name is Yabanafu, and then we'll see you same time next week. Thank you for listening.
Headline news at 2. Coming up, advisor to President Akufo-Addo on health clarifies earlier projection of 15,000 Ghanaians dying from coronavirus, with 3 million people to be infected. Also, Ghana's COVID-19 case count hits 1,154. And Deputy Local Government Minister advocates a legislative instrument to ensure safety protocols are enforced to keep the spread of COVID-19. Details now. The Ghana Health Service says 120 people have so far recovered from COVID-19 in Ghana. At a media briefing in Accra today, Director General of the Service, Dr. Patrick Abuaje, also mentioned 1,154 positive cases have been confirmed so far. He adds the service will probe why workers in some health facilities still do not have personal protective equipment.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.